And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Oxygen Thief, Graffiti, Irony, Lists. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, if I'm not very much mistaken, some Bristolian alt rock. It's not punk, but it is punky, Tony.
Ooh, it is.
That was Oxygen Thief and a track curiously titled Graffiti Irony Lists. Great song. That's from their latest album, Confusion Species. What is Oxygen Thief's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/OxygenThiefBand.
Facebook.com/OxygenThief666. And make sure you do go there to find out all about them. What a cracking band.
Okay.
Okay. We might play some more from them in the future if we get more. At the moment, we've only got that track. I do, however, have not one, but two pieces of controversial additional material, Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so keep listening for A Comedy Suburb. First up, we have a poetry corner. If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Nez Corey did, Tone.
All right, okay.
Now, as I say, a little bit controversial part one. Here goes. Hi, Paul. I do hope our mutual wordsmith friend does not take offence. It is, of course, meant in jest, in a mildly quirky kind of way. That wasn't the thing. You don't need to do it.
Cool.
Here goes. Well, it's been a long time since I wrote in rhyme, but be reassured, I'm still tuned in. So a poetry off has begun. Bring it on, Sussex Saint. Show me your best game, for you ain't no poet laureate, more a poet Jane. If I said a poetry off, Eminem style, I would reach for the mic and smile. You would reach for your chocolate sweets. You'd better ask your kids for some better word beats. So I've been hearing the poems of our friend Sussex Saint, as interesting as watching stuff dry paint. Hearing words that rhyme without taking time to really make a point is a crime. So up your game and use words that say better things than how England play, for the world is going to shit and we need words to make a hit, whether in Europe we stay or whether we should have a PM called May. Let's write some better shit. All the best, Nez.
Ooh.
Sussex Saint, will we get a reply next week? Or indeed, will another listener join the fray? Stay tuned. Anyway, not only do we have that, and thank you very much, Nez, but also we had a comedy suburb. If you'd like to send a joke in, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what the Grinch did, Tony.
Oh, all right, okay.
Now, the Grinch, as we well know, is German.
He is.
And here comes a joke from a German.
Right.
I must stress this, Tony.
Okay.
Here we go, from the Grinch. How many Germans does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
One. We're efficient and don't have humour. Fantastic. Thank you very much, The Grinch. Absolutely brilliant. If you've got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll be sure to read it out. That was a classic. So, I think we ought to play two songs in a row, Tony. Should we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned for Death Party UK and a brand new track from them coming up. First up, Muck and the Myers, Tony, from their EP Muckus Maximus, that we have played one track from a few weeks ago, hashtag loneliness. Going to play another one now. Muck and the Myers, Tony, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. I had the pleasure of meeting them in November of last year. Was it November last year? Yes, it was. November last year. And they've come by Rumbar Records, who are now emailing us every week, and I'm very pleased about that. We will be playing another track from Rumbar towards the end of the show in a vaguely symmetrical style. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Muck and the Myers' website?
Muckandthemyers.com.
It's as simple as that. Tony one, Paulie B and Internet one, and this is Break It All.
We want you to come. We want you to hear. When the music starts, you're gonna stand there like
Shittiot.
In the dead of the night, I walk the floor. Down the stairs behind the door. I hear the film praying. My cold knees swaying. In the cold light I read my books. I love the darkness and the looks. The comic pages turning. My young heart burning.
Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Party UK, the new track for them called The Dead of Night. Got an email from the Dark Lord himself saying we haven't been as prolific over summer as we would have liked to have been, but now the nights are drawing close. We're getting stuck in again. What a great new track that is. What is Death Party UK's website, Tony?
deathpartyuk.com.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B on the internet. Sorry, it's Tony 2, Paulie B on the internet. Well, I should get that the right way around. And I do realise I sounded a bit like Smashy and Nicey then. Let's rock. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
No.
Oh, dear.
It's very quiet on the Facebook front.
Well, you'd better tell everybody all about it.
Yeah, don't forget. We do have a page on the Facebook. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to it. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Search Punky Radio. Give us a like. Leave us a comment. Do let us know where you're listening. If you're a new listener, if you're an old listener, wherever, let us know.
What
any bands particularly you liked. Just drop us a line. We do like to hear from you.
Yeah, I've not been on Facebook much over the last week either.
Me neither. I am frequenting it less and less.
Perhaps the world has had a week off Facebook.
Maybe.
I'm sure you'll be back next week with lots of comments for us. We do appreciate them. Thank you very much. So, Tony, it seems strange not doing the song.
It does, doesn't it?
But what are we going to do instead?
I have another... Well, these Podchaser reviews.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah, so I have been... asking for your reviews for this. It's we've recently found the site, so thank you for all everyone who's reviewed us so far. If you haven't done, go to podchaser.com/punkyradio. It's just basically a list of podcasts on the site. We are on it. There's not many reviews going around, so if you do review us, it does move up their lists. It's an alternative to iTunes, basically. But if you can do so, please do. We've had one this week.
Oh,
Nez Core has added a review.
Oh, really?
It's a Nez
really
heavy show.
Touch,
he really is. 5 stars, obviously. And he says, a fab podcast. Great music, mildly quirky chats, and great info on new and older bands alike. Again, mildly quirky, don't have to do it.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Nice yeah. One, Nez.
Bonus for me. Thanks, Nez.
He's keeping this going, isn't he?
That's it. So yeah, if you can do so, podchaser.com/punkyradio, you might have to register. It doesn't cost you anything. Take a button moment. Let's see if you can help us out. Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll get Nez into every section this week.
Let's hope.
Who knows? Well, that doesn't conclude anything because we haven't done it, so that's all a bit rubbish, isn't it?
Well,
but thank you, Nez.
There you go.
Yeah, so do, if you can, leave us a review. What's it called again? Podchaser.
Podchaser, yeah.
Podchaser, yeah. Got no idea what it does for us, but anything that gets us more listeners, gets more people hearing the music, has to be good.
Exactly.
I'm going to play a band we've never played before now, Tom.
Okay.
From the new album, Short Tales for Braves, and all the way from Firenze, Italy, Tony, which I believe is Florence.
Okay.
F-A-R-E-N-Z-E is the Italian spelling of Florence. You'd think they'd have learned by now. It's Florence, wouldn't you? They're a three-piece punk band, Tony. Been going a while. And as I say, they've got this new album out, Short Tales for Braves. I think it'd be rude not to play a track of it. What is 30 Miles' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/30miles.
Facebook.com/30milesmusic, and it's the numeric 30, 30 miles music. Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 2, this is The Illusionist. We'll be right back. listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
30 Miles, The Illusionist. Nice. I've gone from smashy and nicey to John Thompson's jazzy character there.
Nice.
I'm having a right partridge week. Did you do anything last week?
No, not really. Did I do it? I don't think so. So I was ill the week before, and then I had a heavy work week. And that's about it, really.
Yeah.
No, we went to looking for Steph's looking at horsey stuff, so we went to look at another yard close by.
Oh, really?
Steph actually went to Doncaster with that the previous week. So I have still not been to the Majesty.
I've heard
that
of
is
Frankie
Doncaster.
Goes to Hollywood, Tony, but Steph
goes
to
Doncaster.
That's really something, isn't it?
Really is.
That'd been a great tribute band.
No, not really. Just
relax. Don't chew it.
All quiet here. What have you been up to,
mate? You know how I took the mickey out of you for always being ill last week.
Yeah.
Well, I had plans to go see bands this weekend, and on Thursday night I started coming down with a really bad cold. I'm not calling it man flu. I didn't complain much.
Right.
But all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, all I could do was sniff and feel sorry for myself.
Yeah.
It was absolutely rubbish. I didn't go out at all.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
Serves me right. Serves me absolutely right. I'm now on the back end of it, and I am much more cheery than I have been over the last few days. I did put my car in to be fixed. You might remember my car had it failed its MOT because of a knackered back seat.
Mm.
And there was also a problem with a back light. That wasn't just the bulb, it was something to do with the electrics, the wiring, the circuitry, something or other. Anyway, they assured me they'd fixed it. I hardly drove it over the next few days. And then when I drove to work this morning, everyone was flashing me, and then this fantastic Irish bloke pulled up alongside me at lights, wound his window down and said, and I won't do the accent, and said, "You haven't got any back lights." I went, "Ah, that's bad. Thank you very much." I also didn't have an interior light. One of the interior lights wasn't there either, so they must all be on a circuit that's faulty, and it's all a nightmare, and I've got to try and get the car into the garage, but I'm working in the warehouse tomorrow, so I've had to leave the car at the garage, and I've left the key on the table with a note to number one lodger to say, "Can you maybe drop this key down at the garage so they can get my car open and start fixing it?" And there'll be an update next week.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's basically what the last week has led up to. Me being no closer to having a car I'm allowed to drive than I was a week ago. But I am feeling better, thanks for asking.
I managed to squeeze my car in for the MOT. After you said about yours, I remember mine was due. It was due this week for Thursday, the 19th.
Right.
Passed.
Gloating, are you?
No, I took it in and... Because last year it failed because there was too much smoke. I don't even know what that meant.
Oh, but, you said, yeah.
So they phoned me at this time and expecting bad news. They just said it's passed. And I said, really? And it's all quite surprised. Well, yeah, well, I don't think I've ever had a car pass first time in MOT. Don't think so.
I've had loads that have, but because I used to do lots of long journeys, so the car just used to have a good clean out every week.
Mm.
They always used to pass, or there'd be a random little thing somewhere.
Yeah.
This one's just... It's a bloody French, Tony, isn't it?
Yeah, it's French, isn't it? Yeah.
French. As soon as I step in the car, they know. It knows. It senses. It senses my ire.
Hopefully, that'll be the last of it.
If anybody wants a French car, it'll be cheap. It'll be cheap. This is email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Typing your email. I'd like to buy your car, please, and offer you a generous offer. That'd be brilliant. Oh, don't say offer you a generous offer. You say and make a generous offer. I'd like to make a generous offer for your car.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It probably ought to go to a Frenchman.
Maybe.
Or a Francophile. It should probably go to a Francophile. I'm going to try and sell my car to a Francophile, Tony.
Give it a go.
That's my plan. Should we play something from the vaults?
Why not?
How about this then? From the album Unregrettable that only came out a couple of years ago, The Kirks, Tony, by TNS Records, Macclesfield Ska Punk. I think I've pretty much given you the information you need, other than they are brilliant. You're going to find out why in a second. What is the Kirks Bandcamp page?
Thekirks.bandcamp.com?
It is, and the Kirks is thekirkz.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie Me Instead 2, and this is 1998. Listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Kirks in 1998, and the reason that I spotted that on the album, I was going through tracks to play and I thought, oh, 1998. I remember 1998 being a particularly good year for me.
Okay.
I had a great time in 1998. 20 years ago, Tony.
Any particular reason? Anything sticking?
I enjoyed the World Cup.
The first one.
Even though we didn't do as well as we should have done, and because Beckham got sent off and all that, I enjoyed that World Cup. I just enjoyed that year. Lots of good stuff happened in 1998.
It was a good time. The old 96 97 98, like the Labour government came in and we had the Euro 96. I remember those few years were quite good.
They were halcyon days for Britain. Maybe we'll get them again.
Who knows? Let's hope so.
Who knows? Brexit, come on. Tony, you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm still a bit sniffly.
Yeah, I'm still, and it's been a week. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play. Do let me know. It doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international as per the song. So yeah, email me your gigs. Thank you very much. I've actually got a couple for, I think, next 2-3 weeks. I've got some gigs emailed.
Good.
So that's good. Chris Evans has been in touch.
And it is the real Chris Evans.
It's the real Chris Evans.
Yeah.
not that other guy. Hi there, punky boys. Here's one for your international
hi.
Here's one for your international gig guide, and also a big thanks for playing Twat by the Bomb Dogs. Made our day. Anyway, back to the gig guide. As you know, I'm a busy drummer, and being in Not My Good Arm, Bomb Dogs, a covers band called Spiny Norman, and also a band called The Model Workers, who haven't gigged for 4 years. Last gig supporting the UK subs at the O2 in Leicester.
It's not a bad last gig to have, is it?
Really not. Well, the model workers are reforming and playing Duffy's Bar in Leicester on 22nd of September, which is this Saturday. Yeah. With support from Family of Noise and Earls, free entry, but we will be shaking a bucket to raise money for the local charity Soft Touch. Starts
now,
8.
You mentioned Family of Noise before, didn't we? Because they're named after the song on the first Adam and the Ants album, Dirt Wears White Socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't remember. Cool.
Just a little bit of truth for you
there. There you go. Yeah, starts at 8, going to be a cracker.
Well, I think they're named after them. They might just have had really noisy neighbours.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a laugh.
There you go, yeah. So
that'll be good, that.
Yeah, if you're in Leicester this Saturday night, and you know it's a free gig, so get along, chuck a couple of quid in the bucket, and watch some bands.
It's recession busting, should Brexit go wrong.
There you go.
Start saving now. Go and see some bands this weekend for nothing.
Deal or no deal, there'll still be a band on. It'll be fine.
Exactly. Is that with Noel Edmonds?
That's right. He'll be there with his beard.
That would be brilliant if they got him out, wouldn't it?
What,
and we had a deal
Brexit?
Or no deal for Brexit and just saw how much money we got. It'd be awful. It came down to whatever the top prize was, £250,000 against a penny.
Yeah.
Oh. Pressure.
The excitement, the disappointment.
We should definitely get Noel Edmonds out to do deal or no deal with Brexit. I reckon that'd sort it all out.
It's a good shot.
I can't believe we haven't thought of it before.
No, I can't. To give it a go, why not? Can't do any worse.
So that's it, Noel.
That's all we've got, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Achoo! Noel Edmonds for Prime Minister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, speaking of Noel Edmonds, Prime Minister, how about a band called Viva Death?
Why not?
Exactly. Now, they've got an album out called Illuminate, or rather it's out end of October. And Viva Death, Tony, are a West Coast supergroup who originally featured members of Foo Fighters and Face to Face and various others. They haven't got the Foo Fighter in them now, they've still got the Face to Face bloke, but they're very kind of... Their background's very sort of Fat Wreck. You know what I'm on about?
Fat Wreck Records. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Fat Records and etc. But this, what they've gone for here is a bit of a departure from that, and there's a bit more sort of grungy, alt-rocky than it is straightforward punk. But I think you'll like it, Tony.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is Viva Death's website?
VivaDeath.band. No, sorry, .com.
I think you should say that again.
VivaDeath.com.
It is. Cool. Tony, 4 Paul of the Internet 2. Sound the alarm.
Different.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Come on, Speed of Death, Sound the Alarm, from the new album Illuminate, out end of October. I've now said that twice. Are you doing anything this week?
I've got a very exciting meeting at the council.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I'm going to have a chat with them. They've got some kind of new business department down there. I'm going to ask them, see if they can get any kind of business grants or business help, that kind of thing. So we'll see.
If they've got any free money, I might have some.
That's what I thought. I'm going to take a suitcase along with me. You never know.
Yeah, find out if they've got any free money. So my mate's got a dodgy new enterprise.
There you go.
Called Nutty Nottingham.
Yeah, money all around.
Free money for that.
Yeah, I can get some money out of
them. Right, so you got that.
Apart from that, that's about it, really. Yeah, it's just another busy working week. So I lost a couple of days. So September was always going to be a bit of a busy month. So unfortunately, it's all a work, and at work. And what are you up to?
Well, I think it's time to say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Because even though by the time they hear this, I will already have visited, I'm going to be going to the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer this Friday. I'm going to be arriving approximately, probably about 9 o'clock. Go and see Steve and Lindsay and the gang. Might see Steph, you never know. I'm sure, not your Steph, I'll say your Steph, you're her Tony, but you know what I mean. Mm. The male Steph, not the female Steph. The one who's into horse power, not horses.
Ah.
Right, that's Steph. Who may or may not listen to us, his motorbike thing. We don't know whether they're listening or not, do we now?
No.
No, we don't. So I'm going to do that Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be hot-footing it back to Nottingham for the Nutty Nottingham monthly walking tour. Through the winter, we're going to be doing the tour monthly rather than weekly, which is what we're doing through summer. And already had a record number of people get tickets in advance.
Oh, excellent.
So we've only got a few left. So if you are in the Nottingham area Saturday afternoon and you fancy being shown round the city by a hopefully recovered from his cold, slightly drunken arsehole, then have I got a tour for you?
Excellent.
You can find out more about it, nuttynottingham.co.uk. I've had 19 reviews on TripAdvisor now, Tony, all 5 stars. And also a rather interesting inquiry in the questions and answers thing earlier this week, when someone asked one of the people who had reviewed it, in fact two, where people met for the tour and what time and how much it was. And I think they both cried foul and said, look, if you're trying to catch this bloke out, you're out of luck, the thing's brilliant. I saw it and went, if you'd like to come down, all the details are on the website.
That's
and
weird.
And the website is nuttynottingham.co.uk. So I'll be doing that Saturday afternoon. And on Saturday night, depending on everything that happens, I've got one other thing to tell you as well. I might try and catch a band in Nottingham if I can. I am going to see a live performance, Tony, on Thursday afternoon at 1:30.
Okay.
I'm going to see a musical.
Are you?
I'm going to see Sweet Charity at the Playhouse.
Okay.
Because Trombone Barry, lodger number two, is playing trombone in it. And he said, you want a comp ticket? And the only time I could go was Thursday afternoon.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm going to go and see Trombone Barry in action. I will report back. Sweet charity. How punk rock is that? I'm going to see an old musical.
We started watching West Side Story the other day. Trying to find it out. I've not seen it before. I think we've got half hour in before we turned it off.
What are the two gangs called? The Jets and the what?
Sharks.
The Sharks and the Jets. And who are your favourites?
Sharks.
How far have you got through it?
There was some dance about 20 minutes in.
Oh, well, there's going to be a lot of those.
Yeah.
Have you got as far as, I like to be in America? Okay, nope. By me in America. Have you done that yet?
No. Didn't get that weird. Far. It's
a great version of that by King Kurt.
Okay.
Yeah, King Kurt brought out a single in probably about 86 or 87, probably. I think it was about then. A really, really good version of that song.
I mean, it's a good song.
It involves bits that aren't in that one, including Zigada Zagada, oi, oi, oi. It's very good. I wasn't expecting us to talk musicals in this section.
No, neither was I.
However, especially as, stay tuned for the Pee-wees that you'll be hearing in a minute, but first, a band I've been waiting to play all show, Tony, Centurion Sect, I've got an album out called Big Red Button. Ooh. They are Whitstable's finest, and I've been playing this track on repeat all week, Tone. It's absolutely brilliant. What is Centurion Sects Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ We Are Centurion Sect.
Facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
Okay.
I thought you got that. Yeah. Polybins Net 3, Tony 4. This is the Majestic Hen Knight.
It all gets messy, it all gets messy on a hen.
Oh my God, she lost her sight. Oh my God, she lost her sight. On a hen night, what we tell the children? Someone tried to kill them. Someone tried to kill them. It all gets messy. It all gets messy on a hen night. Late as night, Brighton. Hen go down to Brighton. That's where they all start fighting. All goes down in Brighton. A brazier, tuned in a Cardi brazier. Shaggy and ugly gazer. Shaggy, ugly gazer. It all gets messy. It all gets messy on a hen night. Late as night. Hard on, stripper got a hard on. Mowing her front garden.
Mowing her front garden.
Whipped cream up the jacksie. Puking in the taxi. It's all cause of Sheila, a little only Sheila. What kept me from a
dealer?
It all gets messy, it all gets messy on a hen night. Late as night.
Twatsicle.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Pee Wees, Until My Mojo Works. That is a track from their latest album out right now called Moving Target, which is the second release that's come from Rumbar Records this week, and the second Italian band we played, because they're from La Spezia, Italy, and I don't know where La Spezia is. So a little bit of Garage Punk there. I like that. So we had Garage Punk 2 and Garage Punk 8. I'm calling Muck and the Myers Garage Punk. I mean, they're kind of described as 1964 Beatles meets the Ramones, but they're in the Garage Punk oeuvre. And the Pee Wees, same. They're in the Garage Punk oeuvre. Catchy as hell, man. Mm. And that Centurion Sex song, very good, very funny, excellent. Hen Night, that was one you heard. And quite reminiscent of Murder in the Graveyard by Screaming Lord Sutch, Tony.
Okay.
What is the Pee Wees website?
ThePeeWees.it?
Oh, it is. You know what? I thought I was going to get back to whatever it was. For all there, but no. It's Tony 5, probably being Internet 3. ThePeeWees.it. Spelled ThePeaWees.it. Well done, you. Anytime IT's involved, you get straight in there, don't you?
Yeah, I love a bit of IT.
Really good at that. And well done, the Pee Wees. We will be playing more from that album in the coming weeks. Tony, you got a track?
No.
Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd.
I know. Got what a new theme song and everything. Well, remind people about twat. I do use twats. If you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats received with thanks. Every twat responded to. Email me on twats. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because we'd like to play the tune again.
Exactly. We played it once. That's it.
So what are you going to do instead?
I did see a film.
Oh, does that mean we get a Tony's movie review?
Yeah, and the best thing about is the theme tune.
I love these. Go for it.
Tony's movie review, hey.
Do you know, I'll never tire of that.
I finally got around to seeing the Star Wars film. Solo.
Which Star Wars film?
The Han Solo Star Wars story.
All right.
I mean, it came out in May, and it was...
Yeah, I've kind of already forgotten about it. There wasn't a big fanfare for this one, was
it? Was a big fanfare. It did really badly. It kind of dropped off. I think by the time I got around to seeing it, it disappeared from the cinema. So, it's
funny. I'll probably watch it on film 4 in a couple of years.
Yeah, and you might as well. It just came out on a digital download, so I watched it. It's a bit... It's like Star Wars Lite.
Can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
When you watched it on digital download, did you fandangle something or other, a jiggery bit here and the knee bones connected to the arm bone, and watch it on your telly?
Yes.
You are clever.
Just plug the laptop into the telly.
I know, but I don't know about stuff like that.
You just do the only HDMI cables.
Oh, I've got one of those, but I've never taken it out of the pack.
Oh, well, there you go. It's no good in the pack.
Anyway, tell us about the film.
So, it's the young adventures of Han Solo, and it's all right. It's like it's lots of little adventures together. It's a Han Solo origin film, but they felt the need to kind of give you everything. Like, oh, you got to know how he met Chewbacca, and oh, let's see him become the best pilot in the galaxy, and oh, you got to know when he met Lando, and oh, let's see when he got the Millennium Falcon. So it's a bit too on the nose at times.
Well, he won it in a car game, didn't he?
Yes, pretty much.
He beat Lando Calrissian, but we know that already, don't we?
Yeah, and we know, right. You know, a lot of things we do know, but we're seeing them.
Fucking hell, excuse my language, we're acting like it's real.
That is true. But yeah, it was all right, but both me and Seth afterwards went, well, it was a bit all right. It's
made me do a swear, Tony.
I know. It's fun, but it's a bit... it leaves you wanting a bit more, and it's not very deep. But it's
so
all
it's
right.
Not going to fit in anywhere. It's just on its own, isn't it?
It's just on its own. It's
unless you want to watch it between. Oh God, we're getting technical here. You could watch it between 3 and 4, I suppose.
Yeah, it's after 3, before Rogue One. It doesn't really say where it is either. But obviously, he does start out as a pilot in the Empire. So the Empire is definitely there. But there's not a lot of Empire in it. It's more about smugglers and
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it sounds right on paper, but it's all right. It's light. Think big spliff, pint,
Tony.
Or a big glass of red wine. I think it would be a good time had.
Both. I think you're fine, Tony. Both.
Both.
They go together. We go together like a big fat spliff and a glass of red wine. That would have been a better grease.
It's a very musical heavy episode.
It is,
isn't
it? Is that three we've mentioned now?
I think it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's all right. It's not terrible. It's just it's a bit light, but meh. 2 out of 4, 3 out of 5.
Guess what I'm waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Novichok, the musical.
Ah, that would be good.
Yeah.
We were just on holiday. We just walked past the house. Yeah.
We didn't exist before 2009. We wanted a bit of Novichok. We thought it'd be fine. Jazz hands, don't touch my jazz hands.
Oh, dear me. Putin,
anyway.
Where are we now?
Putin on the Ritz. Right then.
Yes.
So you can do the theme tune again now.
Oh, Tony's movie review. Hey.
That was brilliant. One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And a band we've never played before. I've got them parenthesized here as London punk-ish. You'll see what I mean. Band called Strange Planes, Tony. What is Strange Planes' Bandcamp page?
Strangeplanes.bandcamp.com.
It is, but it was already a thrashing. It's Tony 6 pulling me in instead of 3. This is now from the album South of OK, which is out right now. Enjoy this. This is East Berlin Comfort Zone.
Sometimes I need to talk it to no end. Drag it through the mud again. In spite of you, sick and tired of my word. Bite my lip until it bleeds. Shall we scream so loud our heads explode? We're hemorrhaging time that I want to keep. I'm hemorrhaging dreams cause I cannot sleep. And so the Just fossils, just proof.
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. My apologies to those of you who weren't expecting me to do a swear.
No.
But bad Star Wars will do that for me. Thank you all so much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet station that carry this show and other ways to listen.
Yeah, you can find us at Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-U-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. If you've got one of those newfangled Alexa devices, you can download the Alexa skill for the Punky Radio. Just search for the Punky Radio skill on the Alexa store. You can download that. And then you can command Alexa with your mouth and listen to it with
Good
your
Lord,
ears.
Good Lord,
Tony. There you go. With your mouth.
With my history, be careful how you say that.
Exactly. yeah, there you go. That should get you listening.
It
go.
Really should. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm looking forward to listening back to this show. Up, mate. I think it's going to be quite a good one. That's about the size of it. I might see some of you on my walking tour this Saturday. Who knows? I might see one or two of you in the Duke's Arms. You better say hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
That's the beauty of this show. It's full of mild quirkiness. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns!